Finally, this hour, a snapshot of a small but vibrant music scene in 1970s Chicago, salsa. The scene was centered around the neighborhood of Humboldt Park. At the time, Chicago's salsa was rarely heard outside northern Illinois. Well, now a new compilation aims to bring the music to a wider audience. Oliver Wang has this review.
Carlos Ruiz arrived in Chicago from New York in 1950. The Puerto Rican native was a dancer by training and saw a need for a cultural and social venue to bring together the city's growing immigrant community. So he founded the Puerto Rican Congress of Mutual Aid, originally housed in a basement a few blocks north of the stretch, now known as Paseo Boricua, the Puerto Rican Promenade. By the late 1960s, the earliest salsa sounds from New York began to reach the Puerto Rican community in Chicago, then the second biggest in America. Ruiz's Congress had become a local institution, so it was only natural that when a young band named La Justicia needed a place to play, the musicians approached Ruiz. This seed grew when Ruiz decided to record some of the bands. Eperac Records was born, one of the only labels anywhere devoted to Chicago salsa. The U.S. salsa scene was dominated by Puerto Rican musicians. In New York, they drew heavily on Cuban styles, such as the huahuanco and son montuno. But in Chicago, the local community turned to Puerto Rican influences, especially folkloric dance rhythms like the plena. If Chicago's salsa history is largely unknown, it's partly because the major Latin labels in New York and Miami took little interest in the city's bands. On the one hand, that meant Eperac could command its own empire. On the other, its resources were limited, so most of its recordings were sold direct to fans at performances and had almost no national distribution. The new anthology, Boricua Salsa de Chicago, offers an exhaustive set of liner notes, in large part because it was compiled by the Numero Group, a label based in Chicago. The notes summarize a massive interaction of musical, cultural, and political movements. The CD's 15 songs can only skim the surface of that dense history, but at least they document an era that otherwise may only have survived in people's memories. Chicago may be more famous for its blues, soul, and house scenes, but this new compilation reminds us that other musics have been vitally alive in the city, especially along the Puerto Rican Promenade.
Our reviewer Oliver Wang runs the audio blog soulsides.com. And you can hear more Chicago salsa at nprmusic.org. Our program is directed by Brendan Banaszak, edited by Allison McAdam and Franklin Cater, and produced by Graham Smith. The technical director is Stu Rushfield. The engineering supervisor is Robert Jackson. At the Washington desk, Ron Elving, Beth Donovan, Ken Rudin, Kathy Shaw, Muthoni Muturi, and Evie Stone. Our executive producer is Christopher Turpin. I'm Melissa Block. You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.